Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork,
Press one if you are tripping balls.
And good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, and the gorgeous campus of the University of British Columbia. It is 6:30 in September the 19th, Wednesday, and you are listening to Tweets and Tunes. I am Jason, your host. I'll be here with you for the next 90 minutes. Got a great show coming up today. I've got some fantastic local music as well. We're going to talk a little bit about touring. And for all you rock stars out there, we're going to talk about a program, a platform that's going to allow you to tour the world from the comfort of your own home or local coffee shop. We're also going to have Kristen Arrett, a fantastic musician from Connecticut, on the show with us today, talking a little bit about that platform as well and how she is using it. But what I'm really excited about today is it's not just your typical Wednesday. It's September the 19th, and possibly one of the most revered international holidays among all faiths and creeds. No matter who you are or where you hail from, I think there's one thing that the world can agree on, is that on September 19th, despite what's happening in the globe, we can all join together and celebrate International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Hey, what's up?
Aye, gather round, me little buccaneers.
What's with the puffy shirt?
And I'll spin a yarn for you.
I don't see any yarn.
About three famous pirates who sail together on this very sea.
All right.
Dude, this is a pond.
Blackbeard and Bluebeard and Redbeard, they say, hijacked a ship and went sailing away. Seaward they scudded and skipped on the breeze, but couldn't find treasure to plunder and seize. And a pirate without treasure is like a monkey without a spatula.
What?
So Bluebeard said,
since we've nothing to do, why don't we paint our new pirate ship blue? Blue for the poop deck, blue for the sails, blue for the rudder, the riggings and rails.
And he sang,
yo ho ho, let's paint the ship blue. No other colors as trusty and true. Sure as I sail by the northern star, blue's the most beautiful color.
Redbeard spoke up, saying,
aye, but instead, wouldn't she rather we painted her red? Red for the cannons and the sody pop kegs. Red for our eye patches, parrots and pigs.
Peg leg.
And he sang,
yo ho ho, nothing's quite like red. It's fearsome and fiery and fills men with dread. Sure as I sail by the northern star, red's the most radiant color. Arr.
Well then, Blackbeard said,
blimey, you're both off the track. Let's paint it something more handsome, like black.
Blue! Shouted Bluebeard, and Redbeard yelled,
red!
Blackbeard said,
black, are you cracked in the head?
Then he sang,
yo, oh, oh, give me deep dark black. From starboard to port, from the front to the back. Sure as I sail by the northern star, black's a spectacular color.
So then, Redbeard grabbed brushes and buckets and paints over his shipmates' insistent complaints. Rather than letting him paint the ship red, they got some blue paint and black paint instead. Swiftly, the three of them painted their boat, each a completely dissimilar coat, making a color not red, black, or blue, mixing instead an entirely new hue. Well, that was the last that was seen of the three, simply because they refused to agree. They weren't torpedoed or shelled or harpooned. They just disappeared, for their ship was marooned. And sometimes on a foggy night at sea, you can still hear them singing. Yo ho ho and a bottle of pop. We painted our ship from the bottom to the top. As sure as we sail by the northern star, blue's the most beautiful.
No, red's the most radiant.
What's black's the most spectacular color?
What? How about yellow?
Arr! And so, ye scurvy puppies, what is the lesson ye've learned from this tale?
Lying on a gurney, looking up at the moon, thinking that you'd be chewed. He's seen all the deserts and the oceans too. They think he's a cuckoo. He's such a general hell.
Thank you. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
See me crying.
And you are back on Tweets and Tunes here from Vancouver. Well, we just kicked off that set, of course, with the smash hit Blackbeard, Bluebeard, and Redbeard, A Pirate Story. Celebrating International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And then after that, you heard Parlevor from their album Kook Soul and General Hell, True Love Fades. Followed by Wolfheart and Keep It from their album Subtle Bodies. And we finished that off with Of Verona from their album White Apple and their song Raining. Of Verona, a band from California, actually going to be heading up to Vancouver in October, so keep your eye out for them. And speaking of International Talk Like a Pirate Day, for all of you who are interested in such things, you can go to your Facebook settings and change your language to pirate. So I encourage you all today on September 19th, International Talk Like a Pirate Day, to change your settings on that Facebook, matey, and really embrace this one holiday that everyone can embrace without cause for concern. All right, we've got a great set coming up. We're going to have Kristen Arrett live on the phone via telecom lines from Connecticut, joining us today and going to be talking a little bit about her music and talking about a project and platform called Stage It, and a really exciting platform for musicians and bands out there that want to be able to reach their audience, that want to do world tours, but don't necessarily have the resources to pack up the band, your road crew, and fly off to Europe. So that's going to be a great conversation, talking with Kristen. And coming up this very moment, we are going to debut a new single from the upcoming EP by the band Spell, local Vancouver band here featuring Prophecy Sun. And this is their brand new song called Lookout.
What you believed, a hundred punctuating my schedules. What you believed, a hundred.
darkness and knew the light is where I will spend my days. Waiting for reasons I can't believe in to keep me from my old ways. When I started drinking, I got to thinking my love would stay by my side. She left me here to conquer my demons and expose the scars I hide. Star shining so bright, it guides me along my way. Many have tripped and many have stumbled, and I will as well, they say. When I started drinking, I was a-thinking that I could drown all my fears. You were the one who taught me to shine through, and I caused you all those tears.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
And I'm having none, but I came out tonight and the music's alright, so I
All right, and we are back. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And live on the phone with me, I believe, direct from Connecticut, we have none other than Kristen Arrett. Kristen, can you hear me there?
Yes, I can.
Okay, fantastic. Good to know that technology is alive and well, and you avoided the tornado warning last night out in Connecticut?
Yeah, that was so bad. I'm just so glad that I didn't lose power. But it was pretty windy.
Yes, well, we saw the intermittent flickering there of fans in the neck of the woods. So tell our listeners, for those who don't know about you and your music, give us a little background on yourself. Then we're going to talk about your music, and then we're going to talk about your performance last night on stage and how you're using that platform.
Sure. Well, I'm Kristen Arrett. I play piano-driven pop music. I describe it kind of like a sort of, I guess, Carole King, kind of like a Sarah Bareilles sort of style. I've been playing for the past few years. I tour a lot in the Northeast area. Do a lot of colleges. Just having a ton of fun with it. I got a show coming up at Rockwood Music Hall in a month.
Fantastic. And you know, you got a brand new album out.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it?
It's Confessions of a Songbird.
Right. Okay. So the title itself seems somewhat intuitive, but give us the story a little bit behind the title of the album and then just in the process of putting it together.
Oh, boy. I don't know if there's like a story behind it, but I loved the idea of creating something with Songbird, and I always kind of wanted the word songbird to be in the title. I wasn't sure if I wanted it as a song or if I wanted it for the title, but I put all the songs together, and just Confessions just kind of came out of that, because it was just kind of me, just each song just kind of pouring out different things about me and my life. So it just seemed fitting to call it Confessions of a Songbird.
Fantastic. So, as you're on a Canadian radio station, not sure the Songbird reference there, whether it's Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, but we'll pretend it's Anne Murray and give you some Canadian credit for your love of the title Songbird. Now, I came across your music on a website, and this is something that we've been talking about on our Facebook page and on Twitter as well, called Stage It. So, as I stumbled upon this this week, I thought, what an incredible platform, and pretty amazed that mm-hmm. I hadn't heard about it before. But, for bands out there looking to tour, they want to be able to reach fans outside of their local area, Stage It gives them the opportunity to basically do a world tour, basically do a concert mm-hmm. to all of their fans across the world, yet staying in their location. And I had a chance, obviously, last night to see your broadcast in concert, and what an amazing, amazing platform. Just the way that it gave you the opportunity not only to play to your fans, but interact directly with them. So you've done, this is your second or third Stage It last night?
Last night's was my second show.
Okay. So go ahead.
I was going to completely agree with you. I think Stage It is just such an incredible tool for indie artists today. I personally love it. I hadn't heard of it until actually a fan of mine sent me a message and said, please do a Stage It show for us. And I didn't know what it was. And so I checked it out, and I was like, this is perfect.
So talk to us about your first Stage It experience, when your first concert, how did it go, the interaction with the fans, and then talk about the difference between your first and your second.
It's great. The first one was, it's a little weird. I mean, you're home, or whether you're in the studio, wherever you are, you're usually, by a laptop. So definitely there's an adjustment period to get kind of used to that feeling, because I joked last night, it's very weird to finish a song and hear no applause. There is a streaming comment section, so people can, request stuff, or, comment to let you know how it sounds. The first show I did too, I did have a couple technical issues. It wasn't staged, it's fault, completely my own. But once I kind of got the hang of it, I just seen that it's so perfect. I already have another show set up. I had people from the UK actually setting alarms to wake up to watch the show. So I just think it's so cool that there's actually a website out there where you can actually communicate with people who, like someone like me, an indie artist at this time, I don't have any plans to tour in the UK, and it's just really amazing that I'm able to perform for these people who I wouldn't normally get the opportunity to perform for.
And let's talk.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, being able to reach fans that you wouldn't otherwise. What has the feedback been? Obviously, I'm a brand new fan that discovered your music via Stage It, but what other mm-hmm. feedback have you gotten from people that have seen you on Stage It or come across you on Stage It?
So far, nothing negative. I mean, people are really, really supportive. They all seem to like it. They really like too that I had this show posted for about a month, so I was taking requests of my own songs, and I did a couple covers. But I think people really like that they have the opportunity to, you know, kind of see an artist in the sort of behind the scenes setting, and you can, you know, talk to them and say, like, this is what we want to see you do. Can you do this for us? And, at like a normal live performance at a venue, it's, you don't really have the opportunity to do that and communicate one-on-one with people. So people have been really, really supportive, really, really liking it. Which is really cool.
Yeah, and there's a real honesty to that type of performance. You know, there's a there's nothing produced about it whatsoever. The most of them, anyways.
Yeah.
It's a real rawness, and I certainly think there's a huge appeal to fans of artists about that. You know, you'd be able to get to see them behind the scenes in for instance, your lovely drapes. You know, how many fans get to see Kristen Ehret's lovely drapes? By the piano, but it gives you, there's such a connection, you're not just
sure.
someone out in an audience or watching a video, you're seeing someone in their own setting. Tell me about the positives for you, on a Stage It type concert, and the negatives. I know you talked about not being able to have the fan feedback, not unlike having a radio show. You know, you're talking, but no one's talking back to you for the most part, which could be good and bad. But talk about your favorite parts of it and things that aren't maybe so good. You know, if we've got via Twitter and Facebook, we've got a lot of artists here in Vancouver right now listening, wanting to know about Stage It and how they can use it. So what are some of the positive negatives mm-hmm. that you see from it?
The positives are just that, kind of what I said before, that there's people who wouldn't normally get to see you, are able to watch you, which I think is so cool. I love the setup too. I love that, it's kind of like a backstage experience. It's not really like a normal performance. I think that in general, and especially too, there's a lot of artists on Stage It who are some of the really big mainstream artists. I just recently had watched a performance by Sarah Bareilles, who is really a very big artist. And I think people really, really love that they get to see her behind the scenes, which is just extremely cool. Some of the negatives, I guess, about Stage It, there's not many. I really do like it a lot. One thing with my first show, there's a streaming comment section, and even last night I was still a little getting used to it, but it can be very distracting because you'll be playing a song and then you'll kind of be looking to the corner at the screen
sure.
and you'll see people commenting stuff like, oh no, my screen froze, or oh, she's really good, or oh, I like this song, or something, and it's hard to stay focused on your song.
Yeah.
One, I guess, negative.
Right, absolutely. And I guess there's the drawback as well, with those streaming comments of maybe overzealous and amorous fans, maybe borderline on creepy, as one of the comments there. You've definitely got a fan, I believe, in South Carolina, if I remember correctly from the location. But, I think the feedback from everyone that I saw in there was positive. No one had anything negative to say, and I think obviously there was a huge fan appreciation to be able to mm-hmm. interact with you in that way, which I think is incredible. Now, let's talk a little bit about the monetary end for artists, because, you know, there's more than just putting on a concert. There is a way there to, generate some monetary benefit, albeit, you know, you're not selling tons of T-shirts and, you know, necessarily touring to sold out arenas of 30,000 people. But there are some monetary benefits. So talk a little bit about that. And then I want you to touch on what you did to kind of pull in fans there with, what you were giving for the top five tippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They do something on stage at where you can tip. You can actually tip during the show. You can tip before, or you can even I set my tickets for my show. I always set it up as pay what you can, so people can actually come and just watch for free if they want, or you can, you know, make a small donation. I like to do something where, I don't just say, oh, like, this is me money for me to, you know, go buy dinner. I say, you know, this is for, you know, I always put the money towards something that's career-related, and I'm working on a music video right now, and so all the money from the tips that I did last night were just going right towards that. And so immediately when you tell people that, they're much more generous with us, because they're excited for you and they want, they want to see you succeed. And so it's definitely a great platform in that way as well, getting people to tip for you, which is really nice.
Fantastic. And for, the artists living out there, like, how does Stage It in the end? Like, they take a cut of that?
I think they do. I'm not completely sure what amount it is. I think you get the majority of it, though. I believe so. I'm not sure about the specifics.
Sure. And now, you ran a contest, and a lot of it was... First of all, let me back up here a second. You were soliciting your fans for the request, and you did the majority of that via Twitter?
Yes, I did. I had a, Facebook group, and then I did most of it on Twitter. So just kind of reminding people, just keep, putting it in their ear, like, hey, I'm doing a Stage It show in a couple weeks. And then, the closer you get, the more you like just let people know. And the cool part, too, is a lot of times if you post something about it, if you have some of your fans who are already planning to come, a lot of them will retweet it or tell their friends, which is really, really helpful, too. So it's just kind of like towards the end, I didn't have to do too much because I had a few of my really, really close fans who were kind of helping me out, kind of, telling people about it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. They were ramping up the interest in it, definitely. And as Jen was last night on the chat.
Jen, she's a great friend of mine. She's become such a great friend of mine through all of this, which is really cool.
Yeah, obviously a big cheerleader for you there. And so tell our listeners about, and I guess this will specifically be directed to, the bands and artists that are listening right now, how you generated the interest in tips and what you offered for people that were, willing to go in there and fight to be in the top five.
I did not come up with this myself. I saw other artists do it, so I stole this. But basically, you can do something where you say, like, for the top five or 10 tippers, whatever amount you want, you basically you give away something, and it's usually something that they can't get anywhere else. So, for instance, last night I was I'm going to give away a free download, and it's a song that I've never released before. Along with like some signed merchandise and stuff, and I think people, more so than getting like stuff for free, like the merch from the websites, I think people really like that they're going to get something they couldn't get anywhere else. So if you have anything like a live performance track or anything that can't be bought or downloaded anywhere else, that's usually I've found the best way to go.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. Yeah, well, it was. It definitely worked. People are out there, supporting you. And I love the fact that, you made it very clear last night that the money from it was going for the video. And so it really gave your fans a chance not only to interact with you, but be part of helping you, progress your career. And that was really cool. I think that, they felt that they could have an attachment, and that when that video is released, they could be able to say, hey, you know what? We were a part of that. And obviously just creating further stickiness there. I think that's awesome. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, Kristen, thanks so much for your time this morning. I know that we are just coming up to a quarter after 10 there in Connecticut, and you're working stiff like the rest of us. And yeah, so I really appreciate you taking the time. I was going to play one of the tracks, but you know what I found? I'm actually going to play your cover of Iris that you did at the Bitter End in New York.
Oh, sure.
And we're going to play that live. Cool. And if you could just hang on the line here when we go to that. Sure. But we're looking forward to playing some more of your songs, and hopefully you'll send us a link when the video's done, and we can post that on our YouTube and Facebook page as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. This has been great.
Absolutely. Okay, so here we are, Kristen Arrett covering Iris from her live performance at the Bitter End in New York.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, and we are back here on CITR. Thanks again, and shout out to Kristen Arrett for taking the time, and shout out to me, the DJ, for leaving my mic after we got off air. All right, before Kristen, you heard Spell, their brand new single from their... coming out, I believe, on the 21st. You can catch that. Their song Lookout, and then you heard Portage in Maine from their self-titled album and the song Tonight Part 2. And if you would like more information on Stage It, which we talked about with Kristen, whether you are a fan looking at interacting with some of your favorite bands, or whether you're a musician looking at putting on a show for some of your fans that are not necessarily in your neck of the woods. Really cool website. Check it out, stageit.com. You can sign up there and go see some of the people that are playing right now. Blood on the Dance Floor is going to be on. James Dublin. Just an incredible list of indie artists and bigger name artists, and a great opportunity to interact with your fans as well. All right. Well, let's get back to more of the music. And, of course, we did play Kristen's live production of Iris and live from her last show in New York. But getting back to a more local flavor, we're going to play The River and the Road from their self-titled album. And this is their song, Patron. Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah, that was Los Furious and their title track from their album Never Look Back. That was a whole slew of music. Before them, you heard Old School Suicidal Tendencies from their album Lights, Camera, Revolution, and the song Lovely. Local band Mob Machine, previous to that, self-titled album, and their song Steel Dagger Cowgirl for all you in Surrey and Langley, my peeps. And previous to that, it was Portage and Maine from their self-titled album and Tonight Part 2. Well, Wednesday, September 19th. Not sure how many of you follow Holly McNarland on Facebook or on Crawdaddy, but if you do, she's got a wonderful photo up this morning about the perils of airplane travel. You know, as a matter of fact, we will share that right on our Facebook page as well, so you can have a peek at that as well. Definitely a fun picture of a gentleman who is quite visibly unimpressed by the passenger sitting next to him. So please do go check that out if you would like a good morning chuckle. And for those of you taking transit to work this morning, I think that will be especially meaningful, as that is also a situation that happens to me every time I get on a bus or an airplane. And speaking of the internet, very, very interesting YouTube video out here that I came across last night, and this is probably more mainstream than most, even though I hadn't heard about it. But apparently 220 million people have had a peek at this. There is a South Korean rapper named PSY. And, you know, we're big in Japan. Well, this guy is big apparently everywhere now, and talk about the power of internet and social engagement. We're going to play a little clip here of the song called Gangnam Style. And you can see what 220 million people thought was good enough to spend 3.5 minutes perusing.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해, 그런 선호해. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 옵, 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 옵. 해 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자, 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자, 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선호해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해, 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해, 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
All right, CITR 101.9, playing all the South Korean rapper hits every Wednesday. Yes, PSY with Gangnam Style. 220 million views on YouTube. Yes, I think my last video had 9. So I think I need to get a few marketing tips from Mr. PSY. Okay, back to some local tunes and a great song. If you liked that last one, is getting you moving in the morning. A little Delhi to Dublin and Bali High.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I'm the curator. Well, and another thing, those pantalets. I don't know a woman in Paris who wears pantalets anymore.
What do they? You should talk about such things.
You little hypocrite, just why am I knowing about them? Just like talking about them.
You're back with Tweets and Tunes at CITR 101.9 FM. And that about does it for today. We've got DJ Jack Velvet in the studio getting ready to bring you the Suburban Jungle. And before we flip it over to him, let's talk about who you just heard. That was Delhi to Dublin with Bali High from their album Turn Up the Stereo. And then Cobra and Vulture from their album Vocare and Early Adopter. And finally, we're going to end off the day kicking it a little bit of old school, as we have done here thus far a couple of times this morning. So, as we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Susie and the Banshees.
Stranger inside, hopelessly forcing on modern disguise. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady. Savages lost in my world. This big art girl sees her face is on pearl. Now she's in purple, now she's a turtle. Disintegrating Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her face is on pearl. Disintegrating Christine, 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 the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine.